The next patient is Luis Arenas. The last name is A, like in Alpha, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, N like in November, A like in Alpha, S like in Sierra. First name Luis, L-U-I-S, number one. This is a clinical case of a 71-year-old Hispanic male that is following the office because of the presence of CKD4 going into CKD5. Period, he has a lengthy history of kidney stones. And the most likely etiology for the CKD is the presence of interstitial nephritis associated. To the kidney stones. Period, apparently, the patient has never been studied for these kidney stones. When we had the opportunity to see him in the prior visit, the serum creatinine was 4.5. We considered that the administration of losartan had to be stopped, as well as the administration of pantoprazole. However, he comes today with a creatinine of 4.9, and a BUN of 52. The patient has an estimated GFR that is 13, and the serum electrolytes, the patient has a chloride of 113, and the carbon dioxide is 17, the calcium is 8.5. The patient is showing progression of the kidney disease, and for that reason we have to prepare him from this mental point of view for the renal replacement therapy and or a kidney transplant, period. The patient was evaluated by the kidney transplant team. They are requesting the cardiology clearance. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Perez. He wants to do a cardiac catheterization given the fact that he had some alterations in the stress test, period. The cardiac catheterization schedule is on call, is on hold, because of the risk of complete a kidney failure post, and the possibilities that were discussed with the patient was to put the dialysis on hold, continue close observation versus go ahead with the cardiac catheterization. If the patient goes into end-terminal disease, put him on dialysis and continue the evaluation for kidney transplant, period. The patient's family wants to go and ask the kidney transplant team to see whether or not the potential living kidney donors are compatible, and if they are, they will do the cardiac catheterization anyways in order to expedite the process. Period, we are going to let Dr. Perez know the final decision. Perez is P-E-R-E-Z, like in Zulu. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on cimetidine following over a history of prostate cancer that was followed by GU. Following over anemia of chronic kidney disease, we are going to refer the case to the cancer center for appropriate shots. Non-anion gap following number non-anion gap metabolic acidosis on bicarbonate. We are going to reevaluate the case. In the near future with laboratory workup. A paragraph, we spend 7 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.